Great, thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Smile for the camera. Hello. Right. I think there should be a break for Anne.
That should be this one. Yeah.
But I think maybe that should be unmuted.
Yeah, it's hard to know what that is. That's, this is a bit of HTML goo. I think there should be a break for and. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
MBDA, this is
lambda.
And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you underline the...
Of course it is. Yeah.
You underline the goo in each case, but not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon this stands for lambda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's different? Is this?
Mm-hmm.
High excitation emission lines.
Mm.
I think high excitation should be in because it's just saying it's talking about the species that the emission lines are coming from.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, you don't get that.
Let me know in nebulosity. ESO, I don't think it's an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agreed to keep Hubble?
To keep Hubble. For this,
that should be
green
a source
as well.
Type. Yeah. It's do you think that's
name?
Part of the name? Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have no way of knowing.
Yeah, I think it is all.
Absorption line systems shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
I'm talking about column densities, which is a derived property.
Species ions again, aren't they?
Yeah, that's fine.
Individual ions.
And Lyman alpha cloud shouldn't be in there either.
No,
for some reason I seem to have just died on this.
I win.
You got bored, Tommy. You're right there.
Okay.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score, like who.
I know. Is there a prize at the end? Bottle of champagne.
I've labelled that wrong.
Okay.
And you again.
That's a special feature. That's okay.
It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is. I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source, a separate source class.
I think in Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago or last week?
I didn't read it.
I didn't know what he meant, but yes. I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGM with emission lens and one without, especially because they're X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that, as long as that's red as well, which it is. Galactic stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G-dwarfs
are same ones, aren't they?
Presumably.
That's the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here.
Right.
Our son is a G-dwarf.
There you go.
I saw it yesterday.
Absorption
by Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's the same Lyman Alpha Forest systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Although maybe there shouldn't be any. Yeah, I think there should still be
any. Yeah.
Radio Lab Quasar again.
Mm-hmm. Emission models, definitely not. Why associated?
Now, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. what does it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
What is associated absorption? It doesn't say it's associated
process,
with
though,
what?
Is it in process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to some physical thing.
Yeah.
So right, okay. Is that what it means then? Context. And associated again.
Yeah. Those are mechanisms. So they don't count. I just missed it. That's it.
And we should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. Oh, it's only altering earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but we when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yeah. Then that do, I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yes, the only problem is then if we've both been not marking it, there might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way that you like. It's not only about resolution, it's sort of like coming up with a corrected version.
Okay.
You've seen the other one there, the Quasar, right?
Yes. And this is exactly the same as last one. In the systems.
Yep.
IM galaxies.
Is it kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing there, sorry?
Hubble Deep Field is being marked. And absorption shouldn't be marked.
Yeah. Fine.
I don't think Able Cluster is different from Cluster. Enable clusters just.
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have ABAR clusters.
Yes,
right.
So, yeah.
Soft access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No, I'm not arguing.
You can have soft access.
I agree.
We could come to blows over soft access.
You're right, because that's extended emission and Compton emission.
Okay.
I think you're right in both.
Yeah. Okay.
X-ray BLX and radio BLX, I think, are because BL with him should be marked.
Yeah, I agree. So. That's fine.
Down to this one now.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No for continuum.
No.
CO luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah, that's fine. I can agree with taking that out.
Intermediate, it's a region.
The so-called.
It shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because
Because it's
if
a region.
If we talk about the borderline region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
And it's the same, it's just, it's not very...
Yeah, it's badly written.
So cold.
Infrared galaxies, we said not to mark things based solely on... So it's just defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies.
Yeah, just galaxies.
And starbursts count?
Yes, they do.
Sure.
Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about starburst galaxies rather than starbursts within a galaxy. But they are the starburst galaxies.
Yes, they are.
And galaxies?
Galaxies.
Continual flux. It's another one of those that doesn't really make
it doesn't
a difference.
Really matter. I'd say continuum flux, but obviously.
Let's put
flux
in, because in most of these cases we've put flux in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The same as feature.
Word line.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to say put it in.
Oh.
The lack of borderline polarization. Borderline polarization, is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
No, you can't.
You can't get just from a
point
spectrum
to it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by polarized light.
Yeah. Well, I think I would actually leave it with only on those broad line in it. I mean, I think that's what you have been doing earlier on.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what was marked here. Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
We're missing weak line. I don't... So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was... Because the modifier should be included, which I think it should. Even though we claim radio galaxies, this should be underlined. This should be green.
Okay.
Well,
actually,
sorry. I think this cut-up page continues to the next.
Oh right. Okay. Sorry. Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah. Line? Characterized right. But unusually.
Okay. So the question is.
Oh.
No, is it?
Oh no, it's different.
Yeah. No, you've got line.
Different
tiny
weak
line.
Oh,
I've got line. That's fine.
No.
Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a
line there as well.
I think weak line should be in.
And an and.
Okay.
It's different as well.
In the same way, if you have board line, it will be in there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right.
Doo-doo-doo. Galactic black hole candidates.
We just made that up. And gave it an acronym.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's not us.
Yeah,
I don't think that's right. Line
again. Mm-hmm.
We've got emission line in the ratio. That's fine. Infrared galaxies.
Yeah.
That's right again. Oh, no,
it's not right.
Yeah.
Line emitting gas, I don't like. Yeah. Far infrared galaxies we can't have.
That's okay. The emission feature, which we're including now.
That's okay. Damped line and alpha absorption trust the same, right? Yeah. Emission feature.
Star-forming
galaxies. That can't be in.
No, it can't. Star-forming galaxies should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. That should be in.
Protogalactic clump.
No, but just
that is
that
not a source type.
No.
What were you thinking?
It's a lump. Something. Emission feature again.
Yeah. DVLA absorption.
That should be, because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it
that's
covers
something
thing. Differently
yeah.
Small angular size. It's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process. Source.
Yeah,
new
cross features.
Yeah.
Feature again.
It's a feature. Yeah, okay.
Is a feature a spectral feature?
No!
Don't climb out of this again.
Yeah, you don't get that. Yeah. Those are regions, globs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
No line should be in.
Yeah. X-ray BLX. Yeah, that's okay.
Intermediate
types. Yeah, if we
put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
right. You get it then. That doesn't go in. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, that's complicated.
Right, that's okay. We don't like systems.
And we don't like that one. And we don't like that one.
Nope. Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which we had a line?
Yes, we are taking out line on its own. Oops, so we yes.
But you just...
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes,
so.
Take
what line are we taking?
In general, every time there's been a line. Has there been a line? Okay, it's line width. But it's still. Whereas that's line. So have we had any just where it says
line ratios? We've been taking out line as a. Word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going. Yeah. But right. Lines are still lines.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I think
that's okay.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Right, I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing.
Not the whole thing there.
Absorption features in the UV spectrum.
Oh, in the UV. I don't think spectrum should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave boundary, we're putting it in.
Okay. It's likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here I think I'm right again.
Line center you can point to. Not like line width, but you can point to line center. Mm. In fact, the whole thing should be highlighted, I think.
Line center?
You can point to the line wings.
You'd say line wings. All right, you get it.
That's just
right, you win. Eclipsing.
No, that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, you're right there.
You're right, starburst. Oh, starburst active. Starburst like activity. I don't think that's a class. It's an action.
Yeah, but then AGN like activity.
Yeah.
AGN is a class.
A starburst is a class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
An AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting starburst galaxies.
We're counting starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, then that's fair
enough. But a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AG, an active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to.
From the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before and if you feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in this case, even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it.
I think they either have to both stay or both go, I think they should stay.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was maybe if it was star forming. I get to do it, it'd be different, but yeah.
Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right, but stardust is different. Okay, we've just got this split up. I think that should be H. You're right, it's 2. It's a wavelength region.
It's a wavelength region.
But you're saying between that line and that line.
Yeah, okay.
I'm right here.
That's you are, yes. Let's talk about the name. Line wishes.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies
have it.
Should be in.
But galaxies should be in.
We so need to write that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh. Have we done?
Oh no, they are the same. Sorry. Absorption line systems.
Hubble.
Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah. Oh.
Galaxy
in
distribution.
The galaxy distribution.
Still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines.
Yeah, we did it before. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That
we weren't doing spectral shapes, were we?
Yes, don't include flex spectrum. Phasers?
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Oh, weak O3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Low ionization. Well, they're low bowels, aren't they?
Are they?
Low bowel is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
That
counts.
I don't know if high bowels are, but low bowels are.
They are. Okay. It's a big joke.
Oh, right.
High bowels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
I shouldn't. You're right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
emission line candidates.
That means objects that are identified and maybe at a particular redshift based on it. Yeah. Doesn't count.
Continuum, I think, should be in. Although it's talking about continuum muscle, continuum flux, it should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
I thought we had.
I don't remember about luminosities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't doing broadband detections, but we were doing, yeah. That's a nice tea.
Mine too.
Now, what were we doing if...
Radio lag quasars should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you wouldn't in language speak. Mark each conduct as a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is that goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio log quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in the...
Mm-hmm. If it was radio log quasar, then you would mark it as one thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
As one.
I don't know what you...
Okay.
That's whatever's easiest for you.
No!
Yes, take it out. Haunted, isn't it? The spectral components.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
Hubble field again.
Mm-hmm.
Emission line objects.
No, I can't
remember.
Shouldn't
be in either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
source type.
Yeah. Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah.
Cool. IGM, I've done again.
Right.
This is nice and easy.
Yes. Ah. Yeah.
Components.
Yeah. We can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
But we want the lines still. The galaxy, galaxy or galaxy?
The galaxy.
Given that it is the galaxy. It should be the galaxy, I
it
guess.
Should be the galaxy, yeah.
It's the proper, whatever the word is.
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross that.
Do you know what HPC stands for? Known to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
High velocity clouds.
That should be in there.
That's right.
Yes, but it's there. ICM.
Mm-hmm.
Scuba.
That's an instrument.
Sometimes, anyway, when it works.
You're right there. Should be this, and it probably is. That's probably
no, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now, line engine are different. I missed out that. H B to
line
width.
I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HB to, I think, given that we're not putting line width itself.
Okay.
Even line if it is line width. You can have flux.
Hey.
Should be in.
Yep.
Nope, not that line, but we want enhanced.
Why?
We wanted, unless it's relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak word relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
The AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? Wasn't it according to the acronym rule?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity, acronym.
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside
mark
it all as one entity.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I don't think I was doing that.
Yes, I don't know how many times I've missed that either.
Yeah, I've missed that a lot.
Weak emission, I think, should be in there.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If we're including emission.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, extended emission. It was extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true. So we shouldn't have that on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then
weak emission levels is just a way of saying. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
Starburst contribution.
That's not a separate.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Red continuum should be in.
Okay.
Forward line emission in the rest frame UV should be one.
Yeah, that should be out.
Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
this is a radio transfer thing. So they mean photons in the lines escape. Not that, that's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, that's true. Associated again, which means Continuum source shouldn't be in. Mm-hmm. And associated shouldn't be in. CTIO.
That should be. Oh wait, is that that's
for?
An observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the CTIO 4 meter? The name of that telescope.
Don't know.
Yeah. And the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yes, but it's also a telescope. And I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope, the CTIO 4 meter telescope must be what it's called. Otherwise, they call it a name.
It's the Blanco, actually, usually. But anyway. I don't mind.
If we put
including observatory, if it refers, if it's part of the proper name of an instrument.
Yeah.
But then we have to include 4 meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Up to the telescope? No, just 4 meter.
Yeah. Right.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it's not.
What is that comma doing then?
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended iron lines.
Yeah.
So they do mean iron lines then?
Yes.
So it should be in.
Yeah.
And we're keeping line in because it's strength. Yeah. Continuum fluxes. We should have all in.
We're doing that, yeah. Do-do-do.
Oh!
There could
be hundreds of those.
He's
quick.
Yeah. Damn flying an alpha QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar. I don't know about quasars.
I don't know what that means either. One damn flying an alpha QSO is. It's not a source type. That's definitely true.
No.
Yeah. That's okay. DAWDs.
What's D?
White dwarf?
There's WDs. It's 25 of DA type and 6 of DB type.
It has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different
dwarf
class.
Yeah.
Okay. Not yet.
Yes, you're fine with that.
I'd put multiple in there. We're not supposed to do components.
No, that's right.
So neither of them.
Okay.
That all goes.
Or, right. No absorption lines. That should be highlighted. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs, no. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah,
we're doing ultra-luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
But we should do.
I guess we should keep it then.
Yeah.
Mm.
But people
only
discuss them as a
physically
separate class.
distinct.
They are as much as ultra-luminous galaxies are.
Okay. No absorption lines should be
in.
And the same here.
Do.
I didn't manage not to do associated ones.
Regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Oh, A and B.
And we. Oh, gosh, what if we can do about A?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are right, yeah. Strong, soft X-ray flux. Yeah, you can point to that.
Okay.
And that's associated absorption lines.
Oh, right. And the AAL outflow. That doesn't count.
And absorption in small clouds. That
doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
I didn't.
Blue wings of this and this and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And this. And presumably that's red there.
I don't know what this means.
If the line's too long, you've highlighted it as one.
Oh, I highlighted it all as one, right.
And I've highlighted it separate, it should be separate.
Okay, here.
What's this end thing? Because that is not marked in the...
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the...
The
end as well.
Yeah, but I think it probably wasn't, it just hasn't printed, because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the... End.
Oh, I see. If you look at your end.
Look at what Olivia's done.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So end probably.
So you're mostly setting for the solution where you mark all contracts.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
So components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. That's right.
But is that also the name of the source?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah.
Line
broadness.
I think that should be in.
That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark line
That's
width.
That's true. Well. Okay, yeah. So we've been in there. Yeah. I'll just get my tape.
Rich
iron
spectrum.
You're probably right. To the feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectral feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
yeah.
Well, kind of. It's, and if you had a spectrum, you have all the lines of actually lots of different elements,
mm-hmm.
and you have to work out like, all the ones which are iron lines, then mm-hmm. after that you look and say, has a lot of iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a feature of the whole spectrum,
yeah.
right? You can't say
there's a rich iron spectrum.
Spectrum.
I would say this is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's like a derived property.
Yeah. I think so.
Yes, it's not a spectral feature, it's a feature
mm-hmm.
of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's not.
Which is different.
Shouldn't go in.
Mm.
Yes.
And
then they're the same.
Okay.
Guess we can do this now.
Yeah, we're going to make it to our second cookie break.
Giant ellipticals or ellipticals?
We
were
in mind.
I don't know.
Are giant ellipticals separate things? I don't know.
Yeah.
They are
so.
Separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
I think so.
In the ETA
BTGs and
things.
Line emitting gas will get in.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high...
Yes,
you
want ionized in there.
Really?
Hmm?
You think? Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than...
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
Emission from high excitation lines.
Yeah, that's exactly the same as...
It's pointing there and saying, look, there's a high excitation emission. And there's non-high excitation.
Okay,
yeah.
If you both think so, yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Line ratio.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you've got X-ray source
R117. And now I line to see if it one should all be one, with the red inside it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's... This is describing the band you do the observations in?
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that counts?
I think so.
We've included it before when you've said this has been detected.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
from, I think should be in this.
Yeah, okay.
Mission.
Yeah.
Where is
Azimuth? Yep. Ooh, those shouldn't be there, should they?
No. Templum is not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, hang on though, but. Isn't it just. Describe your mechanism there. It isn't a spectral feature as such.
No, I think it's a spectral process. Feature. You can point to the damp climb and alpha absorption in the same way you can point to HB2 emission, although HB2 emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross process. Out before, isn't it?
No, damp climb and alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too. I think. Especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption. That's not really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp climate alpha absorbing because it just shifted in the spectrum there.
Not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB2 absorption? And you just took out the low redshift. Quasars with HB2 absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damp climb and alpha absorption.
That's whether it's a process or a feature. But I can't remember both. What we've done before.
Because we've... Every feature is produced by a process.
Well, if it was absorption in damp climb and alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it says. Well, it means with low redshift damp climb alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp climb alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say, there's the damp climb alpha absorption.
Well, that's true.
In the same way that it says, you know, HB2 emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we've both marked it.
I think that should be in there. Microquasars. They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard it referred to since. But
yeah.
But it does talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have me. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where you know they've just got ultra-luminous and even more hyperluminous,
yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But what defines a microquasar?
Same as a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But
I guess keep it, probably. Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei starburst galaxy.
I've made that one, certainly. I've never heard of that one before.
There's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies.
No.
So that, do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that
that's got it in.
That should
so
be
that's
in.
Okay, yeah.
Starburst nuclei. You're right. Oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region within an object which would not be observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry, what happened also? You found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has starburst in it, galaxies in it, in the S. And if the acronym includes it.
Oh, right, okay.
Then it has to be in there. Continuum flux you can have.
Mm-hmm.
UV and optical emission line. Ratios.
I think all of that goes then, doesn't it? Sure.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So yeah.
UV and optical UV and optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No.
Yeah. No, it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Narrow emission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because type 2 supergalaxies are one.
Yeah, so that's fine.
That's right. As long as this is
plus red.
TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing broadband
detection.
Broadband
detections, yeah. Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument
name. It is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
I don't know if it's got objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is
it's
an instrument.
Instrument.
It's not a telescope, but it's an instrument.
Okay. So we can have that. Right. Like the other one, we stopped after 4 meter. So
oh, yes, it should be.
There as well.
No emission lines from higher.
Yeah. We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah,
and that should be
you're
separate.
Right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Narrow line region emission.
Yep.
That's
emission
from
the narrow line region. Yeah. Yeah, we don't. Narrow line emission should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, white dwarfs is a source type.
A phyllo bell is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid that maybe Ankeng is. Oh no, Keck Observatory. Yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
going in.
We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's right.
At all. Yep. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. Isoelectronic. Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars,
yeah. Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does. Yeah.
UV excess is all right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a special feature. We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class. Yes, we're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
We are putting them in. Because it's so broadband, but yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Line strengths.
No,
means equivalent widths, yeah. I did miss group.
Telescope, you're right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey!
Wow.
Excellent.
It's under a proper name because it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Hooray!
Wonderful.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
Amazing.
Well, once we got them identified, a lot of them were the same problem going round and round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must have been in here. And more to the point, can I get to it without.
No.
Carrying my little bits of wire with me. Excuse me, camera. I guess I've been. And there isn't wires there.
Do we need to remain wired up or are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
We're done.
Excellent.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Melissa, no? Down here?
You've done your best. You could just sit. I'll sit next to theirs so because I'm new. It's just makes excellent. That was very straightforward.
Yeah, not so bad.
We have a lot of agreements.
Are we all going to the observatory?
I'm not. I'm going to my other office in Ness.
How are you getting up?
Well, I was going to say we'll take a taxi, but it's just me. Maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
I also have a cycle.
Yeah.